Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. I mean, there's some things you just don't talk to your parents about, but I thought that this was a little bit strange. Producer John, what don't you talk to your mom about?
Dating, relationships, ever, at all, period.
Is it because your mom gets too invested early on, or is she a naysayer now that you're divorced? What's really that like?
No, she's complete separation. Like, it's just not in our lexicon of conversations. We just don't talk about it. When I was in high school, she really, like, you know, she wanted to know if I was dating somebody, but she never really felt the need to, like, get involved in it. It's very much something we keep, like, a wall of separation between.
What about her dating? Like, I mean, you know, because your mother's a single woman, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's the reason. My mom, for most of my life, has been single. Right.
You know,
she was with my dad for a very little bit when I was a very little kid. She was married when I was like 9 until I was about 12. And other than that, she's been a single person. So we've both been single people for a long time.
Yeah.
And do you ever actually want to talk about that with your mom, Raven? I mean, seriously, think about it, dude. Think back to when you were single.
I know, but you don't have to go into details. But to me, it's just like, okay, you know, you're dating this new girl now.
Yep.
Like, how do you not mention to your mom, I'm dating somebody new? It just doesn't come up. You don't bring it up at all.
It's just not really a thing. Yeah. I think I might have said something about it this last weekend, and it was like, I'm going up to this town next weekend to go see this person I'm seeing. That was the extent of the conversation.
I like you, Anna, I would discuss the people that I was dating with my parents. I mean, it was never a secret or anything like that.
Yeah.
But there is an X factor to this, and forgive me, but I'm just going to say it out loud because that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Is your mom hot? Tell me the truth.
You know what, Raven?
That's not
a conversation. How's a man supposed to answer?
His mom's hot.
Let's see a picture.
See, this is the problem.
There's only one way.
His mom's hot. He didn't want to hear about it at all when he was growing up, and mom didn't want to tell him.
I mean, there might have been some jokes occasionally when I was in middle school.
I'm not saying it to make you sensitive. You're a grown man now.
That is never a thing.
You can deal with the fact that your mother is hot.
To say out loud here.
How mad you're getting. It's not natural that you're getting that mad.
Don't say the Instagram page on the air.
It's not natural that he's getting that mad.
Oh no, his mom is hot.
I knew. See? This is what I'm here for. So be mad at me if you want to, but I know what I'm talking about. I have insight.
This had to happen. Look.
This had to happen.
I mean, the only thing I don't talk to my parents about is work. I never talk to my parents about work ever. I just feel like,
wait, that's your mom? Oh no.
Yeah, dude, it's my mom.
What? What? How come your mom hasn't come to the holiday parties?
Stop it.
Raven.
You're a married man, Raven.
This is exactly why he didn't talk to his mom about dating, is because his mom's attractive and he didn't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't.
I think
I'm going to follow her right now.
Stop it. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Is this your mom?
Raven. Regain your composure.
That's funny.
I'll give you a minute. 1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that you don't talk to your parents about?
Oh, man.
You're supposed to be able to talk to your parents about anything. But let's be honest. You probably don't. What don't you talk to your parents about? 1-800-330-9999.
So my parents keep asking when we're going to have kids. My husband and I have been married for about 4 years now, and that is not in our plan. We do not plan to have children, and I'm terrified to tell them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a hard one for them to find out, right?
Right.
They aren't going to figure it out sooner or later.
No, just don't tell them.
Then they're going to be crushed.
No, resentment builds. If you're a grandparent without grandkids, resentment builds, right? If you have the potential to be a grandparent, it does build. I would tell them sooner rather than later. Oh. That's just me.
No, I would hide for the rest of my life.
Oh, I mean, they can count. They're going to be like, where were these grandkids?
Oh, no, I would never want to have that conversation.
Kaylee, what do you never talk to your parents about?
I don't talk to my parents about my brother. Yeah, you know, we've never had a great relationship. And in recent years, things have escalated and we barely talk. And I know that that really stresses my parents out and that makes them upset. So it's just one of those things I don't bring up. We never talk about it when I see them. And, you know, it just is what it is.
Well, if you sat there and dwelled on it, you know, it might bum you out, right? But sometimes that's just the easier way to do it. I just actually found this out about a friend that I used to hang out with in high school, between him and his brother. And, you know, they used to give each other some lumps back in, you know, those days when we were younger. But I always thought of them kind of like twins. And I guess they haven't spoken in like over a decade.
Really?
Yeah, it's just wild how things happen.
It's sad. It really is.
Yeah? Yeah. For some people, you know what? You're not going to love everybody, right? Some people, you're better off, I guess.
I could hear my mom right now if I was fighting with my brother and my sister. I'm going to die! And when I die, you're not going to have anybody! Come on,
sister! Wow.
Yeah.
Mom.
I mean, she'll go 0 to 100, like, without a doubt.
Keith, what do you got?
Yeah, I don't talk to my parents about how me and my wife parent our kids because there's always some sort of disagreement and they always want to insert themselves and their opinions on how we should raise our kids.
For us, it's not that I tell my mom absolutely everything, but the only thing she criticizes is like she thinks I'm being too hard. But Anna, she's just tired. That's her answer for everything.
Right.
Every time my toddler is doing something terrible, she's tired.
Right.
She's tired. She should go to sleep when she's supposed to go to sleep.
Right. If she was asleep, she'd be quiet right now. She wouldn't be doing this harmful thing she's doing.
She slept for 14 hours last night, Ma. What are you talking about?
Right.
Like, yeah, she bit another kid. Like, she's not tired. She's a dinosaur. Kendra, what don't you talk to your parents about?
I don't talk to my parents about my finances or debt or anything like that. My dad is an accountant, and I'm just so tired of him lecturing me and telling me I don't know anything about money. And it's just, we're just not on the same page. So yep. I just avoid it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the problem with those people is they're smug and smug and smug, but they're probably right.
Always.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not disciplined enough.
No, my dad, like, he yells at me all the time. Han, you spend money on everything, like all the time. I said, if you just saved your money, why can't you be like your brother? I don't know. Because my life is fun. I don't know.
That's what we tell ourselves. Yeah. Right? That's usually what we tell ourselves is the answer. Because I think the same thing of myself. Yeah. I'm sure you think you're more fun than your father, your CPA dad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I am. Definitely.
Right.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.